You may be seated. If you would turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, today I'm going to introduce a new series, Reigning in Life as Kings. Reigning in Life as Kings. How do you master all of life? This series of messages that I'm going to do, it can change your life simply because when you realize what Christ has done for you, then you can walk in dominion. You need to realize that everything Jesus did on that cross, everything he did in his redemptive work, he did every bit of it with you in mind. I'm using as the basic text Romans 5:17. Look at it. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one. He's talking about Adam. Adam transgressed God's law, sold us out. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one. I love this word. Much more. Say that. Much more. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died so you might live. Everything that Jesus accomplished in his redemptive work on the cross, every bit of it belongs to you. And I want you to realize that. And if you realize it like Jonathan did as a young man, that it pays to walk with God. When you put your hand in that nail-scarred hand, all of a sudden, you begin to become a master of life. You may not have gotten it all yet, but as you grow in grace and knowledge, stay in the church, stay under the anointing, read your Bible and pray and talk to God, you begin to master all of life. Everything Jesus did on that cross, he did for you. He died that you might live. He was made sin so you could be made the righteous of God in him. He gave his back to the smiters so you could be healed. He became weak to make you strong. He suffered shame to give you his glory. He was condemned so you could be justified. He was cast from the Father's presence so you could be welcome at the Father's house. Hallelujah. You identify with Christ and his redemptive work. And everything he did in his redemption on the cross, he did it with you in mind. But until you receive this revelation, you can never reign in life. Amen. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, God says, let us make man in our own image after our likeness and let them have dominion. The Living Bible says it like this. Let us make a man, someone like ourselves, to be master of all of life. And that is God's dream for you. God wants you to master all of life. Not to be a slave, not to be a servant, not to be dominated, but his dream for you is that you might master all of life. And there are seven things that you must know to reign in life as kings in Christ. I'm going to list these seven keys today, and I'm going to give you a brief introduction. And then I'm going to preach a sermon, one by one, a sermon in this series on these 7 points. Let me just briefly give you the 7 points. Number one, you have got to know the integrity of God's word. Number two, you have got to know the reality of redemption. Number three, you've got to know the reality that you are a new creation in Christ. Jonathan was talking about creation. But you got to know you're not like the rest of the world. You are a brand new creation, and old things have passed away, and all things have become new, and all things are of God, and you've been reconciled to the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody, go on and praise him that you know you're born again, and you've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Number four, you've got to know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've got to know the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. And then number six, you've got to know the reality of fellowship. And the seventh thing you have got to know if you're going to reign in life as a king is the authority of the name of Jesus. Let's go one by one. Number one, you've got to know the integrity of God's word. This is God speaking to you. When I begin to preach, when I begin to teach in the name of Jesus, and I'm quoting this book right here, I want you to know something. I'm called to do this. I didn't choose to do this. I'm a businessman. I came out of the business world. That was my career. This is my calling. I am called to preach the everlasting gospel, and I'm supposed to be retired, but I will never retire. I don't ever intend to retire. I intend to do less and less, but I'm going to preach and preach and preach till Jesus comes if God gives me the strength. Brother Bud at 89, I think he's 89 now, if he can hunt and if he can play golf, praise God, I can still preach. I don't know what retirement is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this word, it is God speaking to us. It is a revelation from God to us. The Bible is a living word. It is alive, and it produces life. Hallelujah. The word of God is God indwelt. God dwells in his word. Look at Hebrews 4 and 12. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the word of God is quick," it means living, "and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder, of soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow. It is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." You wonder how did that preacher know that? God knew it. And God says, "I discern that heart, and I'm going to give you a word so you can speak into that person's life, because I want to do something to bless that person." So Jesus is the word that was made flesh. Now, you got to know the integrity of God's word. Jesus is the word made flesh. There's salvation in that word. There's healing in that word. There's deliverance in that word. God watches over his word to perform it. His word never returns unto him void. If God said it and you believe it, you can have it. And it's just that simple. Somebody go on and praise God. Hallelujah. I'm looking at it, Brother and Sister Julia, Paige there, Brother Ray and Sister Julia. They went by to see Sister Martha, and I visited her yesterday. She's going through a hard place in life. They said when they left, said that prayer they prayed, said, "My health started returning. My appetite has returned." We lift her up today. Father, we thank you for her miracle. She's a great person, and she's believing God for her miracle, and we're believing God with her. The word of God is living and powerful. It discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. It goes right down into the joints and marrow. It will bring healing, because Jesus went about good, doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And if you want to know how good God the Father is, you just watch Jesus walk through the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you realize the will of God. God come to save. God come to heal. God come to deliver. God said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Glory to God. So number two, you've got to know the reality of redemption. Look at Ephesians 1 and 7. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Now, the very moment you confess Jesus as Lord and accepted him as your Savior, you were delivered from the power of darkness. You were literally translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom you have redemption through his blood. Hallelujah. The blood has power. God is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. The devil has no blood. Jesus poured out his blood. And if you'll call upon the name of Jesus, that blood carries power. And that name carries power in three worlds. Satan is a defeated foe. And I want you to know something. You may not have realized it yet, but you now have authority over him. He does not like preaching like this. He does not want me to teach and preach this series, but I promise you, if you can get a hold of it, you'll be able to rule and reign in life as a king and a priest unto God. Eyes not seen, is not heard, it's not even entered into the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then go on and praise him. Hallelujah, that you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Look at Romans 6:22. "But now, being made free from sin and become servants of righteousness, we have our fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." Sin no longer has dominion over you. You are redeemed. You are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are set apart. You belong to God. You are his workmanship. He's working on you, and he'll give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. But if you'll stick with the body of Christ, if you'll walk with the Savior hand in hand and arm in arm, and you can have what God said you can have, and you can rule and reign in life as a king unto God through Jesus Christ. Now look at my text once more, because you may be struggling with sin right now. You may be struggling with something, but when you come to understand the reality of redemption, sin loses its power over you. Look at this, Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God wants you to master all of life. God has a plan for you. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. And when, before you ever woke up this morning, the Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Before you ever got up this morning, God was thinking about you. What is man that you're so mindful of him? God loves you. God cares about you. God has a plan for you. And you can achieve your potential. Hallelujah. Start where you are. Use what you have. Make something of it. Never be satisfied. Walk with the King, and God will do what God said he will do. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Number three, know the reality of being a new creation. You've got to know this reality. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, you have a legal right to the new birth because what Jesus did as our sin bearer. Every person has a legal right to be born again. But you've got to hear the voice of the Spirit. You cannot come to God unless the Spirit bids you to come. But God is bidding people right now. That's why he uses a preacher to call out to people, to call them to come unto him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You shall find rest unto your soul. Look at Galatians 2:20, powerful verse of scripture. You've got to know this. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live. Whose faith do you have? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith is no longer a struggle. We live by his faith. We get greater faith by hearing the word of God. We renew our minds by the word of God. We become more than conquerors as we realize the redemptive power and the revelation that God wants us to have as new creations in Christ. Look at Romans 6:6. You got to know this. See, I said there may be some things you're still bound by. Knowing this, you've got to know it, that the old man of sin is crucified with him. Why, Paul? That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth you should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Hallelujah. You're talking about revelational knowledge. You're listening to it. Start talking it. You are who God said you are. We are new creations. We are God's creation. We are crucified with Christ. We are buried with him. We are dead to sin. We are raised in the newness of life. We've been seated together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are partakers of God's divine nature. You may not realize it, but God is inside of you. You have his nature. Look at 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises we might be made partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. There are defining moments, Brother Jonathan. There are decisions that you make that will set the course of your life. But we have been made to partake of God's divine nature through the new birth. And now God has set our course. We are free from the lust, amen, of the flesh there and the lust of the world. We don't have Adam's old sinful nature anymore. We have God's divine nature. We have been justified by faith. Number four, You've got to know that you are the righteousness of God. You've got to know this. You're not some poor, pitiful person. Once you get saved, you become God's very righteousness. Amen. We have become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. For by him, for he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not in ourselves. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But Jesus imputed his righteousness to us. Christians need to know that they are the righteousness of God. They are justified by faith in the blood of Jesus. To be justified is to be made just as if you had never sinned. Jesus has become our righteousness. Church, this is the secret to the peace and the joy that people are searching for. This is the secret to learning the more, living the more abundant life and taking your place in Jesus Christ. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Look at Romans 1:17. For therein, by this gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And you get faith by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Doesn't matter how many times you've heard it. You've got to keep hearing it. There's a real devil, and he does not want you to realize who you are. He does not want you to master life. But if you will walk with Jesus, you can master all of life and rule in life, and the devil and his demons will have no dominion. They will cause you problems. I promise you that. You'll fight him until you leave this planet. But that's all right. You know, we love a good fight. And I read the end of the book, and we win. Fight the good fight of faith. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us, gave himself for us. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Quit talking like the world. Start talking like God. You create your world by your words, and you'll start saying what God says. Hallelujah. A banquet table will show up in your life, and you'll become everything that God has purposed for you to be. Look at Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is a gospel of righteousness that you have a right standing with God when you accept Jesus. You want to live right. You want to act right. You want to do right. Why? Because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Number five, you've got to know the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. You've got to know that reality. God dwells in the human spirit. Our bodies are his temple. The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. He said, hath not my hands made all these things? God said, you're my temple. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians 6:16. 2 Corinthians 6:16. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There's a whole lot more potential in you than you realize, because you are connected with omnipotence through Jesus Christ. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the living God. We are partakers of his divine nature. The greater one lives in us, and in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Glory to God. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. And the Holy Ghost is our comforter, and he gives us power to rule and reign through Jesus Christ in this life. Somebody praise him that you're going to become that master of all life as you grow in the Lord. Hallelujah. Number six, the sixth key to reigning in life is fellowship. You've got to know the reality of fellowship. Fellowship was the heart reason for redemption. That was the desire of God. God wanted to walk with man. He wanted to commune with man. He wanted to fellowship with man. Fellowship is the mother of faith. Fellowship is the key to joy. Fellowship is the source of victory. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John 1:3. John the beloved, he's writing, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also might have fellowship with us, with the church, with the body. True, our fellowship's with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Look at verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Do you want fullness of joy? Then fellowship with the body of Christ. It's not a church thing where we just come to church. I told somebody the other day, I'm so glad I met Jesus. Jesus saved me. The church didn't save me. I'm thankful for the church. I'm a pastor of a church because I've got something to impart to the coming generation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus delivers. It's a message about Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Did he lift you up? Did he lift you up? Did he save you? Did he deliver you? Did he supply all you need? Go on and praise him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Who's this man called Jesus? What manner of man is he? He's the one who can calm your troubled sea. He calls blind eyes to open. He turned the water into wine. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the way for mankind. He's a strong, a mighty tower. He's our refuge and light. He's the lily of every valley. He's both the buyer and the price. He's the captain of salvation. He's the risen Christ. He's Jesus, Jesus, the giver of life. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Have you met him? Let me introduce you to Jesus. Glory to God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. In God's presence, there's fullness of joy. God's kingdom is within us. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we're to have fellowship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Ghost, and we're to have fellowship with one another. That's why we come to church, to be with people of like precious faith. Number 7 and last, you've got to know the authority of the name of Jesus. God has exalted the name of Jesus above every name. In heaven, in earth, and under the earth. God has given that authority through Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going to give you the authority to use my name. I'm going to give you the power of attorney to use my name. When my dad was living, I had power of attorney. I could write a check in his name. I could make business deals in his name. Anything. I had authority to use his name. I have authority. You have authority. The church has authority to use the name of Jesus. Use it. It belongs to you, but you got to speak it. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to have revelational knowledge, and then you will come forth more than a conqueror. Don't wait for the preacher. Praise God. Start talking to God. Start using the dominion that you have. Start mastering all of life, and you'll grow and grow and grow and grow in grace and knowledge. You become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and you'll be able to go over to another person's house and impart the healing power of God to them, like Brother Ray and Sister Julia Page did. That's the kind of church we're raising up here at Westmoreland. We're not here to pray religion. We're here to do what the King sent us to do. We're on a mission. We're on the King's ambassador for the King, taking this gospel to the world, taking Jesus to the suffering, broken, sighing, dying, crying humanity that needs a lift. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Look at this. Signs and wonders follow them that believe. Not the preacher. Look at Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Then signs are to follow you. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? You tried that one? You can do it. He'll run from you if you draw nigh to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. He will run in holy terror at the name of Jesus. He doesn't have any blood. He's a spirit. Jesus poured out his blood. Say, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Calvary's cross. Woo! He's on the way. He just left. Running like a scalded dog, he'll flee from you in terror. And I promise you that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. The name of Jesus belongs to the church, Pastor Ricky. It belongs to you. And you can use it to do exploits in Jesus' name. And we should know the power of that name. And we should use it to set the captive free. 7 keys to reign in life. They are secrets that will unlock the treasures of heaven for you. They are the keys to an effective prayer life. These are the keys to a life of victory. This is going to be an exciting series. It's things that I have learned over the years. It's things that God has put into my spirit. And it's not enough for me to walk there. I'm 72. God promised me long life, but that's a younger generation. Didn't Jonathan do a great job this morning? I tell you, that boy can communicate. Amen. He's on his way somewhere. Hallelujah. If you're not on your way somewhere, he told how he got connected to people that made a difference in his life. Get connected to somebody that's on their way somewhere and ride their coattail. If favor's not on your life, praise God, get connected to somebody that has favor, and favor will come your way. Surely, goodness and mercy, they're on my trail. They shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, let's stand. Come on, let's praise God. Come on, let's worship the Lord. I told you I could preach a 15-minute sermon. I keep trying. Hallelujah. But I'm working on it. I'm still working on it. Amen.
Every praise is to our God. Woo! Every word of worship. Every praise is to our God.
Come on, Brother Ray.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God.
Yes.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise to our God.
Sing hallelujah to our God.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Our God, every praise to our God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, my Savior, God, our healer, God, our deliverer.
Yes, He is.
God, our Savior. With one accord, every praise to our God.
You need special prayer while singing? Come on up. We'll pray for you.
To our God.
We're on the
Glory,
King's business.
Hallelujah. To our God.
King says.
Every praise to our God. Oh God, our Savior. Every word of worship, what a call. Every praise.
One more time.
Every praise.
Oh, Brother Jeff, sister.
Every praise.
Y'all going out to the welcome center. Thank you all. Going out to the welcome center.